DW. There's something decidedly surreal, not least in this age of Brexit bickering and bluster, about the sight of hundreds of German teenagers, dolled and dressed up to the nines, parading and tottering down the lengthy steps of Europe's largest revue theatre, the Friedrichstadtpalast in Berlin, not only to onlookers' rousing whoops and cheers, but to the pomp and circumstance of Elgar's land of hope and glory. Surreal, but real. For several Saturdays in the late spring and early summer, the almost 2,000 seats in the show palace fill up with families set on celebrating the coming of a certain age. Generally, 14, when the participants' childhoods are considered spent and their adulthoods almost upon them.
Jeder hier von euch gibt es nur ein einziges Mal. Stellt im neuen Lebensabschnitt eure eigenen Fragen und findet eure Antworten. Das wünschen wir, Vincent
Axim. The Jugendfeier, as those grand Saturday morning gatherings are collectively known, is a secular youth ceremony that first emerged in the mid-1800s as an alternative to confirmation. Back then, when it was staged on a smaller and less splashy scale, it marked a clearer turning point in the lives of young people, namely the time they left school for a working life. Thereafter, it evolved and devolved in step with history, most notably during the years of German division, when it was renamed the Jugendweihe, or Youth Consecration, and was instrumentalized by the state to push the socialist cause. From 1955 onwards, 14-year-olds were expected to demonstrate their allegiance to the ideals of the GDR in a series of pledges that were revised over time to include a promise to defend great and noble socialism from imperialist attack. Attendance was so barely optional that failure to show up resulted in the very real likelihood of difficulties along the onward path into the impending adulthood at the alleged heart of the festivities.
Sondern ich mache mein Praktikum in einer Kita. Will Kindergärtnerin werden?
Aber schon Kindergärtner.
Against that backdrop, when Germany reunified, the Jugendweihe was not adopted as a must-have national milestone. Though, over the years, it's regained some kind of standing as an alternative to a religious coming-of-age ceremony across the country, it's still infinitely more popular in the old GDR states than in those in the West. When my eldest two children, who went to a former East Berlin high school, came home aged 14 asking if they could have a youth ceremony, my answer was a flat no, as my daughter recalls.
I definitely felt very vernachlässigt. What's that?
Well, neglected. But that's a bit extreme.
Well, everyone had it. Everyone got to dress up and get lots of money. And I remember just hanging out with one of my friends, helping her count all her money. That was my contribution to Jugendweihe.
As much as anything else, it was talk of the congratulatory euros that celebrated youths were expecting to receive that put me off. I didn't, and still don't, see the sense in giving 14-year-olds a substantial sum of money just because they're, well, 14. If that was what was behind the celebration, it was definitely not for me. It seemed to be missing a point. But as I sit at the Friedrichstadtpalast watching the live sketches that reference equality, environmental protection, and speaking out for hard-held beliefs, and see the nervous excitement on the faces of those dolled and dressed-up adolescents who walk across the vast stage to be congratulated on having made it this far and wished well for their onward journey into responsible, reflected adulthood, I wonder if I might have missed a point of my own. For buried beneath the predominant glory of the morning is a message of hope, far more real than surreal.
This report was brought to you by DW.